Well, in what's been called another blow to renters, the government says it won't support the Residential Property Managers Bill. Now, the bill, it is currently before the Social Services and Community Committee. It would have established a new regulatory regime for residential property managers, including a minimum entry to the role requirements, a professional code of conduct, and an independent complaints and disciplinary process. Minister for Housing Chris Bishop declined to come on the show this morning. Renters United spokesperson Luke Somerville joins us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Kia ora.
Why do you think this is a blow for renters? What is the behaviour that you're worried about?
Well, at the moment, there's not much sense to the system. There's very few checks and balances, and renters have no idea how to check who their landlords are and what their history might be. You know, for example, they might have had some other altercations with their tenants that they might want to know about. And so I believe that unfortunately it didn't touch landlords, it was just property managers, but it was a step in the right direction to try and bring some kind of decent regulation to this market that's really the Wild West, to be honest with you.
It didn't touch landlords or community housing providers or the kind
that's right.
or the like. So who did it affect?
Just property managers who, I mean, property managers are often obviously paid by landlords to do the dirty work often to, you know, try and get a bit more money from tenants or to kind of play a bit fast and loose with the healthy homes rules and all the rest of it. So I think that was what they were thinking about. And obviously these people are hired to do their job of managing the property, but there's actually no licensing or really much accountability that they have in that role.
Okay. Is there not recourse, though, through the Tenancies Tribunal?
Yeah, that's right. So this is the problem, and I'm really glad that you mentioned this, because the Tenancy Tribunal is currently not set up to help renters in the way it should, because renters have to enforce it themselves, and they have to go through the process that is very difficult and hard to navigate. So this is why I think, I mean, what the government's really shown, well, the previous government and the current government now, is that they can actually do something to make renters get a square deal from their landlords, but are actively choosing not to.
Well, what they are saying is that now is not the right time to add another layer of regulation to the rental market. They say supply is the issue and this is just a distraction. So what is your response to that? Because any extra regulation, the argument is, would pass on more costs, which will end up being paid by the tenants.
So there's a few things. First thing is, I would agree that we need more homes. Absolutely. We need more warm, dry homes for renters that will take pressure off the current really hot housing market that, honestly, right now, because there's not enough homes for renters, it is encouraging a power balance for landlords who hold the cards. The second thing, though, is that supply, we're not going to see supply affect things for another couple of years. It'll take some time for it to catch up, right? But we should be doing something now. And the second thing is we in this country, for many services, we have a bottom line of regulations, right? So, for example, if we called food safety requirements red tape and said, oh, they're putting too much pressure on restaurateurs, let's remove them, that is not going to cause many good outcomes for people. People get sick, people might even die, right? But currently, we say that when it comes to the rental market, we don't need regulations and it will be fine. It's not fine. People do actually go to hospital because of unsafe living, and they actually get scammed out of hundreds of dollars.
Well, in some cases, sure. But do you think that regulating property managers is going to fix that?
Well, as I said before, it was a step in the right direction, but it wasn't enough, right? Because, you know, landlords are the ones who own most of the properties. They're the ones who do rent out, I think, 85% of the market. So it was a step in the right direction. But, yeah, I mean, I just actually, a really good example of this is the other day I was called about a scam that happened where someone got scammed $2,550, from a fake property manager who was pretending to be, you know, a real one, obviously. And there was actually no way for them to check to see if that person was who they said they were. There was no registry. There was nothing. And so I think that it really does point to this problem. It tells a really strong story that, that currently it's not working.
Okay, thank you very much for your time this morning. That was Luke Somerville. He is the spokesperson for Renters United.